Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Ken English. I'm the producer and host of the show, the Media Mojo Guy Online. Last night I had an opportunity to conduct a workshop for SCORE. SCORE is a business organization, SCORE.org is the national organization. The local chapter, SCORE87.org. Essentially, the program is focused on small business development, trying to help people who are starting a business or have a business become more efficient in the operation of it. There's workshops that are held three times a month in a couple of different locations, but primarily at the Daytona International Airport, the UCF, the University of Central Florida's Business Incubator Center. The conference last night, the presentation was on video marketing and the basics of video marketing. And too many people are hung up on the fact that they've got to have, they think they have to have cameras and lights and green screens and a whole bunch of other things to make it work online. My presentation last night was on digital images to video. Essentially, that was the theme behind it. And one of the areas that I really wanted to get people to understand and take a look at was simply the utilization of Google and the search capabilities, the unique opportunity that you have to find anything that you possibly would want just by asking questions and perhaps changing the order of the words a little to get it to have it a little more refined. But we started with Video Marketing Statistics 2015. What I wanted to point out to the people, simply having the date in there, is that if you had video marketing statistics related to 2013, they'd be certainly less relevant. So by putting in the date, you are able to define it a little bit more. And certainly there are websites that will come up with material that was posted in 2013, 2014, and the like. But primarily you're looking for information focused on the most current and relevant available. So for Video Marketing Statistics 2015, there's 300 million results. And you really have to realize that somebody is 345 million. It's hard to comprehend it going that deep because most of the time you stop at the first or certainly the second page. You really only go further to see if you can find your own website and the information that you want. But I found some interesting trends, and certainly that's part of what you're looking for. But the first few that come up, Video Marketing Statistics and Trends of 2015, from a site called Syndacast, syndacast.com. Number two is 17 stats you should know about visual content marketing. And it's coming from blog.hubspot.com. And HubSpot's a very well thought of, a very well-respected site for information. Syndacast I'm not familiar with, but if it comes up number one out of 345 million, I'm thinking it's pretty good. The top 15 video marketing statistics for 2015 comes from a website called Adelie Studios.com. Number four is 20 marketing stats on the trends of 2015 from nonprofithub.org, a site dedicated to helping nonprofit organizations survive and expand. And number five, and we'll move on from there, the best video marketing statistics, real and fake, from idearocketanimation.com. That's number five. Now, those five come up at the top of a search for video marketing statistics 2015 that encompasses 345 million different links, pages, I guess is the proper term. This is Ken English, and I'll be right back. After going over the statistics, I took them to a site called Best Video Site, the Google search with Best Video Site to upload video to. 620 million results. The top five, well, it's a site at number one comes in at movavi.com. Where to upload video, video sharing sites at a glance, movavi. Mojave.com. That's number one out of 620 million. You might want to take a look at that. We'll go back and visit in a few minutes. Number two came in as FreeMake, FreeMake. All of these sites are unique to me and certainly to many of the people, well, to all of the people in the audience. There's no doubt that they were unique to them. But these are opportunities for you to take the video content that you produce. And my particular message to everybody there was start with digital images. Virtually everybody can take, and if you can't, then you're really behind the curve and probably not going to make it to the next lap. But if you can take a digital picture, whether it's with a smartphone or a camera, and upload it and just get it on your hard drive, then you can upload it to video sharing sites. And the video sharing sites that are video production sites, we start with that and then move to the sharing. But the production sites that come up are really quite interesting. We're going to take a quick look at that in just a minute. But number three for the best video site to upload to once you produce it is Vimeo. And then up comes winxdvd.com. WPBeginner.com, why you should never upload a video to WordPress. That's an interesting one. I think I'll probably go back and check on that a little bit more. I didn't notice it before. But Tech Support Talent, Tech Support Alert, is another one that provides a lot of insight. What these are doing is telling you the pros and cons of some of the sites as well. You're listening to the School of Social Marketing. I'm Ken English, and apparently, Dr. Capps is stuck in the snow someplace. I'm going to come back and wrap up the show with a little bit more on the video marketing workshop that I did. I'll conclude with a little bit of the presentation in the sense of my thinking that you might be interested in how to do it. English. I'm the Media Mojo guy. Dr. Capps is not able to join us today, so I'm going to just do the last few minutes of the program focused on the presentation that I did last night for SCORE, you know, an organization that helps small business and people who want to get into business. It's a mentoring organization, free consultations on everything from making out a business plan, developing it, to what to do with money when you got it. Social media has been extremely popular. The attendance is always up now as in social media. And last week was a presentation on developing a website, why you should have one, et cetera. Mine was on last night on video marketing. If you're interested in whenever you listen to this program, you can go to kenenglish.com, kenenglish.com. And look in the navigation bar. You'll see a link for SCORE 87. Video workshop. And on that page, I have an example of the Animoto presentation that I did. I took all of the screenshots that were part of the PowerPoint and put them into an Animoto movie so that people could actually just see it in transition and how it works. But if you'd like to go a little slower, you can click on, you will have trouble reading the movie. The intent was simply for a visual display in the meeting room before we actually started. But I put the PDF of the presentation there so you can have a direct access if you're so inclined to see some of the statistics and the screen captures that I took to illustrate the basic process involved in creating a video and the platform that I use and I use most frequently. There are several out there that are very good. Some I only hear about when somebody mentions them to me. But I happen to like Animoto, A-N-I-M-O-T-O. If you went to animoto.com, you'd be able to have a trial version. And keep in mind that the trial version, almost everything that's free, is scaled down. You don't get the full version until you pay something. In the Animoto world, it's $30. Pay $30 for a year's access. You'd be able to get videos of any length, utilize their music, add text. Once you've got more sophisticated to it, you can embellish it by bringing in video clips. There's a lot of flexibility to it, but you can start for free. Get a 30-second commercial, basically, that you would put together and see about whether you like it and whether you're creative enough. If you, one of the sites that I like to point out when I talked to the people last night, it's called eBiz, the letter E, B-I-Z-M-B-A, eBizMBA.org, O-R-G. And it's a portal site to gather information if you want to see what the top 15 search engines are. It's all statistical analysis based on their criteria. But I find it quite interesting. But once I got into the presentation for the SCORE organization, I brought up sites and asked them to, when they got back to their homes, to work on utilizing Google as the search tool. Now, create video from photos. But when you do that, there's 1,140,000,000 different results that come back. I mean, I think it's probably the first time I saw 1 billion for anything. Well, out of the billion is a site called Slide, S-L-I-D-E dot L-Y, Slidely. One out of 1,140,000,000. I'm going to look closer at that because I had never even heard about it. Well, number two is Animoto, and that's the presentation that I made. And I think that it justifies and it validates the fact that it is a very good system for people to use, beginners who are more advanced. But once you get more advanced in the video world, you're going to start moving into motion and creating video, and then you're going to need a lot of accessories. But for right now, you can create a video with a digital camera with your smartphone, just simply taking pictures. Number three is Stupaflex, S-T-U-P-E-F-L-I-X, Stupaflex. That's number three. And the website, the link that's actually there is Studio, S-T-U-D-I-O, Studio, dot Stup, S-T-U-P-E, Flix, F-L-I-X, dot com. And number four is a YouTube video that comes up from 2013, How to Make a Photo Slideshow in Minutes. So you can start to see that there's a lot of choices, but out of the first four, and that was what the screen capture was that I had, one of the first four is a video. It really does demonstrate how it works. For the organization that I went to, Score 87 Video Marketing Workshop, a minute number compared to the other website, 1,130 results. But out of those 1,130 results, four of them are thumbnails of videos, and one is another YouTube link. So the first four returns are videos. And one of them I had done as a test the night before. The presentation was on the 26th. On the 25th, I uploaded a video, and it was indexed in that group within 24 hours. So although there are a lot of changes, and people are talking about algorithm shifts that Animoto is working on, or that Google is working on, to really emphasize mobile, you know, and then you start looking at mobile statistics, and you realize, and all these video places as well, talk about the shift of 75 to 80% of people are going to watch video on mobile devices by 2018. And these numbers certainly change, and it depends on who's doing the research. But in the presentation that's on kenenglish.com / Score 87 Video Marketing Workshop. That's the link that you'll see in the navigation. But there's some screen captures that I got from infographics. Forbes has a story, Trends in Marketing Mix, and many other things. The beauty of Animoto, and then we can just pretty well sum it up in a few words, is that it's very simple to use. You're able to, once you have an account, log in. You then simply maneuver through a series of steps. Not regimented, you can certainly do it at any pace that you want. But once you've logged into the site, you start to look around and you see that there's really just a few options for you to work with. You need to pick up a background. Certainly find the images go on to something. They can go onto a plain canvas, or they can go on to something that's got a lot of color to it. Depends on what your message is going to be. Once you select the appropriate background, you come into the administration area that gives you the option of changing the style, so you can do that at any time. You can add a logo if you have a higher paid version. But right now, we're talking free and over $30. And I'd encourage you to, if you're serious, invest the $30 so you have full range of flexibility and options that are there. The third option that you have within the system to start with is to add pictures and videos. And video clips can be 10 or will display at 10 seconds. You can upload longer, but you have to manipulate. If you have a 30-second video you want to show, you have to have 3 10-second bites of that, which is doable, but it's just a little bit more advanced than most people will get into. Then you can add text. And once you start adding material, you can add pictures from Facebook, Instagram, Dropbox, Picasa, Flickr, and SmugMug. Plus, they give you a selection of their own images, pictures you can use. So if you have a generic type of message, and you don't necessarily want to show your own office building, you are able to just select pictures that are relevant to the topic and the content. You can also select some video clips from the Animoto system. Once you have that, and you choose where your pictures come from, you look at their collections. They have collections of pictures for Valentine's and travel and nature and a variety of other scenes. You can bring them in from your own sites as well. They lay out in a timeline fashion that you can drag and drop. You're able to add music or add text. There's a headline that gives you 40 characters, a subhead that gives you 50 characters. So big, bold, so to speak, and a slightly smaller subhead underneath it, 40 characters and 50 characters. And you can insert a number of those text slides to get your message across as well. So it would alternate from pictures to text. You can change the duration of the pictures slightly by what's called spotlighting them. When you highlight the picture, you have an option of spotlight, again, putting it up there for a little bit longer, an extra second or two. You cannot go in and say this one's 13 seconds, this one should be two seconds, this one should be four. You don't have that kind of control. You just can slow it down a little bit. You can also adjust it to a slide control that would enable you to make them go faster or slower. So there are ways of changing the pacing. You can add music. You can upload your own music, royalty-free music, if you have an inclination to do so. If you're able to use Audacity or any one of the or any audio recording system, you're able to load, do your own recording and load your own soundtrack and mix it. Once you get it set in the pictures in the right order, you can add a title, you add the date, and you add a description, and obviously keeping keywords in both the title and the description. You'll see in the Animoto system an indication of the length of the video and the length of the music. If they don't match, you can go in and manipulate it a little bit. You can't select, you can't bite out of the middle of the music. You can take, you can trim off the back and have the first portion to fit your slide present, your presentation, your movie, or you can clip off the front and utilize the end, which is generally what I like to do because I use instrumental music. And so you're not worried about the vocals. You're not worried about that type of content. You can come in at any point in an instrumental song, but they all fade out, which is a nice touch. So you can select the music. You can add your own music. Once it's rendered, you create it. The baseline is 360 pixels. Once you've got a video that you like, if you wanted to upgrade it to 480, you can add. You can do that so for $5. If you wanted it to go up to 720, you can do that for $10. And then there's a professional version that you can actually output at 1080, but that's a different price point, and you would need to look at that a little bit closer. But 360 is perfectly adequate. That's what most of it is, the standard for YouTube now. And unless you're going to have this enlarged to a large screen, and when you're concerned about that, you really don't need to go beyond 360 for most utilizations. Once it's rendered and made available, you have the option of emailing it, posting it on Facebook, sending it out on a link on Twitter. You can go to LinkedIn. You can do a number of other social media with YouTube. Once you have it on YouTube, then you're able to take the YouTube embed and spread it around as well. Now, if you have the paid $30 account, you're able to download the video as an MP4 file at 360 feet. So you can take it down and manipulate it if you want it, if you know how, editing software, and then upload it once again. I like to do that because I get the really nice transitions of Animoto, and I can add at a different pacing, a different time. One, I could change the music, but I'm able to do more with text and intros and outros as it goes along. But you can also share this not only to YouTube, but to Pinterest, WordPress, Tumblr, Blogger, Vimeo, Wistia, Wistia, Smugmug, LinkedIn is Dzaar, Dzaar. And I don't know about a few of those myself. So when I see that, then I have to take a look and see what that's all about. But in the final analysis, what it came down to is when I searched out Google, Score 87 Video Marketing Workshop. That's the final result. And you end up with videos showing up as opposed to thumbnails and or other elements. And it's obviously because of the choice of keywords. But that's what it's all about these days. And this is Ken English, and I've been decided to do a little bit about the presentation talks about Animoto, primarily because I got a kick out of doing it last night. And I realized with 45 people in the audience that none of them, well, two of them had some experience with YouTube, but everybody else was looking for the how-to. They don't want to hire a film crew. They don't want to buy a video camera and learn how to edit. They just want to have a video. There was a small hamburger, the owner of a small hamburger chain. There was a small chain of hamburgers, either way. There was a several people from real estate, a travel agent. Some people had nonprofits. Others were just curious as to what it's all about and how they might be able to take advantage of it. And take advantage of it really is what it's all about. There is a learning curve. There is no way around something new not having a learning curve. But it's far more complicated to learn how to use Camtasia, even though it's a really wonderful tool and more expensive. You might as well learn at the basic level, and Animoto provides that basic level for you. You can build on it. It is a foundation you can use. I, even though I now know how to use Sony Vegas as a video editor, and I'm getting more concerned with how I present it, what I open up with, and you know, it's just a level of sophistication as you learn the process. But the key is getting video out there. So I can go to an event. One of my clients is a yacht club in the Daytona area. I can go to an event and snap 30 pictures with a digital camera, take those pictures, put them into the Animoto system, and have a video up on the website the next day. It can be uploaded in a matter of hours. It depends on how fast. I could have it within hours. But most of those are nighttime functions, so I choose to do them the next day. But it doesn't matter what your business is. If you need a presence online, video will give it to you. Video will give you an opportunity to do something that a few years ago you couldn't have done. And it's really pretty amazing. So check out kenenglish.com/score. Well, you see it in the navigation. Kenenglish.com. Look in the navigation bar. You'll see Score 87 Video Marketing Workshop. And check it out. Just take a look at the PowerPoint. So on behalf of Dr. Ron Capps and Mitch Prof, who will join us the next time we do this, you can reach Dr. Capps at Mitch Prof, NICHEPROF, mitchprof@gmail.com. I'm mediamojoguy @gmail.com. And, of course, go to kenenglish.com, take a look around at some of my work. Have a great day.